Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are my peace, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
you are my
love. Hallelujah.
Oh, victory.
Jesus,
you're my love.
Hallelujah.
Oh, victory. Hallelujah. Greetings to all of you. I take this time to welcome all of you, our online viewers, wherever you are. I greet you all in the name of Jesus. I send my greetings to all of you, even those that are blessed to be here today. I greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's a time that we want to hear the word. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor for this opportunity that you have given unto us to come and abide in your presence. And Father, Lord, I surrender to you, mighty Father, before your holy hand, that Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable before you, my rock, my redeemer, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that open the eyes of your people that they may see. Open their heart of understanding that they will be able to understand what I am about to talk about in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, Lord, that you breathe upon them the portion of thy spirit that will enable them to hear from you in the name of Jesus. Gunaza zanda rabakate lekete belenta zaratapa meko shanda mekete lendo zoparadi kente ledebanda. Father, we give you praise because you are worthy. We give you praise because you are worthy. You are worthy of our worship today. You are worthy of all of adoration. You are worthy to be exalted. You are worthy to be honored. You are worthy. You are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy. Jabulatana. Makatabile kete pazando. Rupa shabia nehente zelete pena. Rabukota sabalete pena. Manta biredeze zadarabahantu zobalati. We invite thy glory. We invite thy power. We invite thy affluence. We invite thy glory upon this service in the name of Jesus. Rabakata pelega diakoja. Lekwa rada bene zandamete sikata lagananta. Meto zoparadi kentelebaranto zoparadi. We give you praise. We give you honor. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We have been doing a series of what moves God. Praise be to Jesus. Of what moves God. And is there anyone who remembers what we talked about last Sunday? James, you remember? Festo, what did we talk about? Huh? Hallelujah. I want to know that if we are on the same page. Hallelujah. We talk about the benefits of covenant of service. Praise be to God. The benefits of covenant of service. Hallelujah. The other Sunday we talked about the covenant of service. Hallelujah. And the last Sunday we talked about the benefits of the covenant of service. What we get when we dedicate our life to the service of God. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. That in whatever you do, you have to make sure that your life is connected with the kingdom agenda. Praise be to God. You cannot just live for yourself. You have to live for the kingdom. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You know, when we put the kingdom first, the Bible says, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. So the number one purpose, number one agenda of our life is to propel the kingdom of our Lord. Praise be to God. The reason why we are here on earth is to grow his kingdom. The reason why we are here on earth is to make impact for his glory. Hallelujah. If lives are not changing, it doesn't matter how much money I earn. If it doesn't have an influence in the kingdom of God, it doesn't matter how much talent I have. If it doesn't have influence in the kingdom of God, it doesn't matter how much wisdom and how much knowledge I have and how much resources I have. If it doesn't have an influence in the kingdom of God, then it is nothing to me. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In other words, you have to make sure that your life, your destiny, whatever you do is connected with what God is doing in his house, is connected with his kingdom. You cannot just live for yourself. You cannot just live for your children. There are people that are just living for their children. Hallelujah. They think it is important to take their children to school. They think it is important to go to college. They think it is important to get PhD. Hallelujah. But they don't think it is important to serve God. Hallelujah. If you think that schools are important, that you need to take your children to school. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is of importance more than schools. The church of God is more of importance. Hallelujah. Because it is the church where lives and destinies are shaped. Praise be to God. Our generation today, they are perishing because they lack the word. They are perishing because they don't have a foundation that can propel them to overcome the challenges they have. Hallelujah. Our youths are killing one another today because the word is not in them. There is no foundation of the word in them, because from day one they were born, some have never stepped into the door of the church. Some thought that the church is not important, so even their parents never took them to the house of God. Their parents never opened the Bible and read the Bible to them. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Because the kingdom was not important to them, but now they have reached the youthful stage. They have reached when they are 14, 15, 16, 17 years old. Hallelujah. And now the real test of time is coming to them, and they don't know how to overcome the challenges they are facing today because they don't have the word. And that's where the Bible said, teach your children the way they should go, that when they become adults, they will not stray away from them. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you know the word will give you an anchor? The word will give you direction. The word will teach you how to treat people. The word will teach you that you need to respect your parents. Praise be to God. The word will teach you how to give honor to the elderly. The word will teach you how you need to take care of situation. The word will teach you how you need to manage anger. The word will teach you how you need to manage misfortunes. Praise be to God. And if you don't have the word in you, you can easily fall. So our topic last Sunday was about being connected with the kingdom. Your life needs to revolve in the kingdom. When the kingdom is doing well, you need to do well. If the church is suffering, hallelujah, it should affect you. If the church is not prospering where you are planted, then you need to play your part. Hallelujah. You need to play your part. You need to sow. You need to give your talents. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Because as lives are touched, as lives are being transformed, you will also be elevated in the name of Jesus. Let's go to the book of Daniel chapter 9, verse 4. Today I want to talk about the love of God. The love of God. Daniel chapter 9, verse 4. Daniel chapter 9, verse 4. I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession, saying, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments. Praise be to Jesus. I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession, saying, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments. Those who love him. The Lord is questioning us today. How much do you love God? How much do you love the King? How much do you love the Savior? How much do you love God? The Bible says he keepeth his covenant and steadfast love with those who love him. Steadfast means is a love that stays the same. Is a love that never changes. Is a love that keeps flourishing. Habo shataradi kende zerete posatai. Do you know it reaches a time, there's a kind of love that fades. There's a kind of love that is hot today, but tomorrow it's cold. There's a kind of love, the boyfriend, girlfriend love. Today he tells you he loves you, but tomorrow he doesn't love you no more. He tells you, I had feeling for you yesterday, but today I think I have feeling for somebody else. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. That is not the kind of love I'm talking about. The Bible says he keeps his covenant and steadfast love with those that love him. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. In other words, the Lord is saying, my love is constant. My love is immovable. No matter what you are going through, I will not change. I will not change because situations have changed. I will not change because economy has changed. I will not change because community has changed. I will not change because culture has changed. Praise be to God. My love is steadfast. I am willing to be there for you. Hajabarata. He says, I will not leave you like an orphan. I go to my father. Mazota rete selebina. He is a promise keeper. Praise be to Jesus. He said, my love is steadfast. I will keep my steadfast. He is the Lord that keepeth his covenant and his steadfast love with those who love him. With those who love him, he says, I will not change. With those who love him, he says, I will keep my covenant with them. He says, I will make you to be the head and never the tail. Rico soto robo zanda meterede bezende. He says that I will rebuke kings on your behalf, telling them, touch not my anointed, do no harm to my prophets. His love never changes, covenant never changes. Hallelujah. But only to those that love him. You see, the Lord is a person. Hallelujah. The Lord is a person and is ever looking for a man, is ever looking for a woman that loves him. What do you do when you love somebody? Hello? What do you do when you love somebody? Have you ever been in love before? Huh? What do you do when you love somebody? Huh? When you love somebody, they stay in your mind. They stay in your thoughts. You think about them all the time. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. When you love somebody, your mind is captivated all the time. When you love somebody, you want to talk with them all the time. Hallelujah. Even when a day passes, a day cannot pass before you say hi to them. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. If they haven't given you a call or they haven't communicated for 2 days, hallelujah, you feel disturbed. Is there something wrong with this boy? Is there something wrong with my wife? Is there something wrong with my son? I haven't heard from them for 2 days. Hallelujah. Have they met an accident? Have they met a situation that they cannot communicate? Praise be to Jesus. Do you know, when you love somebody, you want to know about them. You want to know how they feel. You want to know what is worrying them. You want to know their concern. That's number one effect of love. Effect of love. Love will push you to a place of communication. Love will push you to a place where your thoughts are concerned with the person that you love. Do you know, even the Lord can look unto us and they will say, Festo doesn't love me. All he thinks about is not me. Hallelujah. He doesn't talk to me. He doesn't call me. He doesn't ask me how I am feeling. He doesn't ask me how my day has gone. I don't remember the last time he opened the Bible to read my word. He doesn't communicate to me. He doesn't worship me. When he wakes up in the morning, he doesn't pray to me. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. Love is a fragrance. But when you love somebody, it portrays itself. It portrays itself. And our love for God needs to be portrayed. That even the Lord, wherever he is, he knows those who love him. Those that obey his commandments. Those who love him and keep his commandments. When you love somebody, you don't want to hurt them. When you love somebody, you don't want to fail them. When you love somebody, you want to be there for them. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There was a time me and my wife, while we were courting, hallelujah, we had a distant relationship. And if I haven't heard from her just for 1 day or 2 days, hallelujah, there was a time I couldn't hear from her. Her phone was off. Everything was off. All communications were shut off. And I began to wonder what tragedy has fallen this lady. Praise be to God. I was worried like crazy. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. My phone calls are not going through. My messages are not going through. Hallelujah. I couldn't hear from her. Hallelujah. I was worried. Do you know, sometimes God is worried because he's not hearing from us. God is worried because we are not concerned about him. God is worried because he doesn't remember the last time you came to worship. He doesn't remember the last time you came to praise him. He doesn't remember the last time you communicated with him. He doesn't remember the last time you worshiped and gave him all the glory, where you just came to say, Lord, I want to thank you. I want to bless your name. As the psalmist said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, give him all the praise. Praise be to Jesus. When you love him, you draw his attention. When you love him, you are concerned. You are consumed with his agenda. You are consumed with his will. You know, whoever loves the Lord, he reveals his covenant to him. He reveals his mind to him. There are things that God cannot trust just with anybody, but he can trust some mandates. He can trust some concern. There are things that God cannot just tell anybody, because there are things that when you tell to dogs, the Bible says, cast your peers not to dogs. There are secrets of the kingdom that the Lord wants to unveil to somebody whose attention is in him, whose mind is in him, whose heart is in him, because there are things that God wants to accomplish. There are things that God wants to do in this nation. There are things that God wants to do in this city. There are things that God wants to do in this city, in this community, but is looking for that woman, is looking for that man that loves him, so that he may speak his mind to them. He may unveil his mystery to them, but he's looking for that one that love him. In the name of Jesus. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 6. Let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians. Yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away, but we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they will not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those that love him. Wow. The Bible says, what no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. There are things that God has prepared for those who love him. There are things that God has prepared to those that love him. And the Bible says, no eye has yet seen them, no ear has heard, nor the heart of man imagined what God has prepared for those that love him. There is a package. David was talking about package. There is a package that God has for those that love him. There is a blessing that God has of those that love him. The Father of all spirit, the God that could not spare his own son, but gave him for the sins of humanity, how much more can he give to you? How much more can he put into your life? Hallelujah. The Bible says, no eye has seen, nor ears have heard, oh Zalaba, no heart of man understandeth what God has prepared for those that love him. I am telling you, there is something heavy that God wants to release in your life. There is something heavy that God wants to release in your destiny. Only if you love him, only if you are preoccupied with him, only if you put him first. Do you know, whatever you love, you prioritize. Hallelujah. Whatever you love, you create time for it. There are people that are so busy that they don't have time for God. They don't go to the church. They don't worship God. They don't attend church service. They are not seeking God. Hallelujah. They don't know about the things of God. Hallelujah. They are so busy pursuing money, pursuing mammon. They are working 7 days a week. They don't come to the house of God to give him praise, because mammon has become their God. When you love God, can you imagine you met a lady you want to marry, but every time they want to meet you, they tell them, I'm busy, honey. They call you, tell them, oh, I couldn't pick up your call, I'm busy, honey. All the time you say, I'm busy. Oh, honey, I'm busy, I'm sorry, I couldn't pick up your call. And they try to call you for 3 weeks, and all you say, you are, I'm busy, I'm busy, I'm busy. What will they think about that relationship? Hello? What will they say? You don't love me. Because if you love me, you will create time for me. You created time for your boss. You created time for your mama. You created time for your papa. You created time for everybody. But for her, you know, she sent you a text message a week ago. You haven't responded. Praise be to Jesus. They will say, this guy is out to waste my time. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. When we love God, we create time for him. When we love God, we create time to be in his service. When we love God, we want to be in his presence, because there are things that we receive by the virtue of being in the presence of God. There are things that you can't receive when you are out of his presence. When you are out of priestly covering, there are blessings that you cannot have, no matter how talented, no matter how much education you have. There are blessings that you can only receive when you stay in his presence. When you stay under a priest that is speaking over your life, when you stay under corporate worship, praise be to Jesus. The moment we worship God, the moment we praise God, angels are blessing people. Angels are pouring talents. Angels are pouring favor. Angels are pouring long life. Angels are pouring things that will shake your generation. They will begin to wonder what happened to this individual. Hallelujah. The way he sings is not normal. The way he plays the guitar is not normal. The way he plays the keyboard is not normal. Because an angel came and touched you. Riba Zataraba Santa, and gave you something that the heart of man has not comprehended, and gave you something that the eyes of men are yet to see. I am telling you, in the time we live in, God is going to do things that will cause ears of men to tingle. People will begin to wonder, I have never heard somebody sing like the way you sing. I have never heard somebody preach the way you preach. I have never heard somebody play the guitar the way you play the guitar. Hallelujah. Whatever you do is unique on earth. Bazata rada behende letesaria rakozo zobalante mente zika lagada. Only if we love the Lord, only if we love the Lord, only if we are preoccupied, only if we have shown him that, Lord, we loved you more than anything. We loved you, Lord, more than silver and gold. I cannot trade you with silver and gold. Praise be to Jesus. You are more important to me than a career, than a job, than anything this world could offer me. I have inheritance with you, Lord. I want to serve you. I want to show my passion that I'm consumed with you. I want to know your mind. I want to know your will. I am willing to die to my will to please you. I am willing to die to myself. When you love somebody, you are willing to die. You are willing to die to your own will. You are willing to die to your own desire. You are willing to die to let his mind be in you, to let his will be in you, to let his passion be in you. And the Lord will begin to give you passion towards his will. The Lord will begin to gear your life towards his purpose. Praise be to Jesus, because you love him. Abarata belete balanda zile koto salabi lede bezende rete sete lede bezende. Do you know anything that God created is beautiful? Anything that God created is glorious. And the Bible said that even the devil, hallelujah, he was the most beautiful cherub ever existed. He was adorned with beauty. But the moment he sinned, hallelujah, he was stripped of the glory. I am telling you, we live in a time that Jehovah Adonai, the King of all glory, he wants to beautify the bride. He wants to beautify the bride, Mazota Radishe. He wants to beautify his children. He wants to beautify them. He wants to beautify them. He wants to beautify them with new crowns. He wants to beautify them with authority. He wants to beautify them with mercy. He wants to beautify them with glory. He wants to beautify them with power. He wants to beautify them with honor. He wants to beautify them with majesty. He wants to beautify them with things that money cannot buy. He wants to beautify them to move nations for Jesus. He wants to beautify them. The Lord wants to beautify the bride. In the hour that we live in, The Lord wants to beautify the bride. The Lord wants to make the bride to shine. The Lord is pouring things that will shock the eyes of men. They will say, we have never seen this before. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. We have never seen this before. The book of James chapter 2 verse 5. Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to those who love him? Heirs of the kingdom to those who love him. When you love God, you become a heir. Ah, shapulataba. You don't become the part of the outsiders. You know, an heir is entitled to the whole package. An heir is entitled to inherit everything that the father has. An heir is given the keys to the kingdom. An heir is given the keys of wealth. An heir is given the keys of power. An heir is given the keys of miracles. An heir is given the keys of faith. An heir is given the keys that open the doors of nations. Do you know there are people that ask keys over wealth? There are people that ask keys over nations. There are people that has keys and authority over territories. God give them the keys that wherever they enter, the nation has to open up for the Lord. Hallelujah. And he is entitled to great things. And he is entitled to whatever God has. Agulukai. Ye karada bazando matalike peredezanda. To those that love him, he has made them to become his. Hallelujah. When you are an heir, you can walk in God's divine mercy, God's divine authority, God's divine gifts are all open up to you. Whatever God has is given to you to operate with, if only you love him. If you love him, how much do you love God? How much are you concerned? How much do you love him? Can it show? Can people see you and say that indeed this individual loves God? When they see your action, when they see the way you praise God, hallelujah. When they see the way you worship him, when they see the way you jump for him, when they see the way you clap for him, hallelujah. You know you are clapping to the King of glory. You know you are jumping to the living God. When they see how crazy you cry for him, when they see how crazy Zara Tapali, Leto Zonda Mantalipa Sat. You know, love makes you behave like a little baby. Love makes you feel like a little child. When you love somebody, you are not ashamed of declaring your love for them. Hallelujah. Actually, you are happy of telling them, oh honey, I love you. I care about you. I am concerned about you. What is wrong with you today? Praise be to Jesus. A heir is entitled to inherit the riches of his glory in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, I pray that you may pour your love in our hearts. You may pour your love, the love that will make our hearts to be on fire for you. I want to be on fire for you, Lord. I want to be on fire for you, Jesus. I want to run for you. I want to be on fire for you. For you, Lord. For you, Lord. For you, Lord. I want to be driven by your love. Do you know, people are driven by love. You don't force them to serve God. They find their feet running before even they are told to run. Hallelujah. When you meet people who don't love God, everything you do with them, you have to force them. You have to force them to stand up to praise God. because they don't know the importance of loving God. You have to force them to come to the house of God because they don't know the importance of loving God. Hallelujah. But those that love God, they found themselves at the service of God. They are not ashamed to worship Him. They are not ashamed to cry for Him. They are not ashamed to kneel down and say, Father, I am just here to give You praise. I am here to honor You. I am here to love on You, Lord. I am here to give You all the glory. I want to be on fire for You, Lord. I want to be on fire for You, Lord. Awaken Your love in my spirit. Just stand wherever you are and begin to pray these prayers. That Father, awaken. I want to be driven by love. I want to be driven by love. I want to be consumed by Your love. Because You have promised to keep Thy covenant and to keep Your steadfast love to those that love Him. Father, I want to love You. I want to love You, Jesus. I want to love You, Father, as never before. In the name of Jesus, I want to love on You. Riba zanda rabazia, leporodo zanda meketelede bazanta. Father, I pray that break me with what will break You. Break my heart with what break Your heart. Break my spirit with what break my spirit. Break my mind with what will break Your mind. In the mighty name of Jesus, riba zanda meketelede bazanta. Break my heart with what will break Yours. Break my spirit with what will break Your spirit. I want to love You as never before. I want to live for You. I want to be driven by love. Abarata separede, abarata zabaladi konda zabalatena, obazibarani kendelete baranta. May You touch me the way You touch Peter when You ask Peter, Peter, do You love Me? And Peter said, yes, Lord, I love You. Then You told him, take care of My sheep. Mata radikete lede bazanda, obaze parikete bezende rede bahada, labozata beleto soparia da banda. Father, we open our hearts to You, Lord. You have questioned our love for You. You have questioned our love for You. You have questioned our love for Your kingdom. You have questioned our love, our passion for You. Mighty Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that pour Your love, Your agape love, that will make us to serve You with no complaint, that will make us to serve You diligently in the name of Jesus. That Father, we shall run for You. We shall be on fire for You. We shall do things for Your kingdom. We shall be moved for You. We shall draw as a man for You. We shall preach and bring souls for You in the name of Jesus. Riba zanda rabokosha bilede. We shall be Thy light. We shall be Thy eyes. We shall be Thy ears on earth. In the name of Jesus. Hey, la 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 la. Hey, rebarata barede bazanda. Rebozo paradike tepele de zanda. Father, may You consume us with the same love. The same love that consumed the heart of David. The same love that will make David not to sleep, not to give his eyes no slumber until he built the house of the Lord. May the same love consume us. May the same love consume us until we fill Your church, until we build Your church, until we touch hearts of men for Your glory in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that consume us with that same love, that love that made David to dance. However he was a king, he was not ashamed to dance for the Lord. He was not ashamed to dance before You. In the name of Jesus, bring us to that place. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You can sit down. Hallelujah. We are going to pray for our offering. Our offering. Our tithes. Hallelujah. If the Lord leads you to give wherever you are connected, we are going to pray. Hallelujah. Our giving is another area where we serve the Lord. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So let us pray. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word that you have sent forth. Father, I pray, Lord, let it multiply. Let it be fruitful. Let it grow into the hearts of your people. That, Father, it will not return to you void, but it will fulfill the purpose in which you have sent it. And, Father, Lord, I lift up the sacrifices of your people. I lift their tithes, their honor, their thanksgiving, whatever they are giving towards your kingdom. I bring them to the altar of grace, the altar of fruitfulness, the altar of multiplication, and the altar of filling up. Mighty Father, I pray that bless the work of their hands in the name of Jesus. Bless the work of their hand. Cause them to be fruitful. Cause them to multiply in the land as they stand with thy kingdom. The devourer is rebuked on their behalf. The devourer will not touch their help. The devourer will not touch their farm. The devourer will not touch their children. The devourer will not touch their agriculture, their cows. Whatever they own is thereby covered by the blood of Jesus, is thereby protected by the hand of God, is thereby protected by the jealousy of God. Their life is protected by the jealousy of God. Their destiny is protected by the jealousy of God. Their children are protected by the jealousy of God. That, Father, I pray, I decree the priestly blessing upon them, that they shall be fruitful, they shall multiply, and they shall fill the earth with the knowledge of our Lord as the waters cover the sea. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree they shall be mighty in the land. They shall be the head and never the tail. The work of their hands are blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus, they are blessed with long life. None among us shall miscarry. None among us shall be barren. In the mighty name of Jesus, I release long life. I release favor. I release mercy. I release the grace of God to be sufficient for them. I bless their coming in and their going out. Father, our Lord, our King, I pray in the name of Jesus that, Father, bless them. May you cause your face to shine upon them. May you be gracious unto your children. In the mighty name of Jesus, be gracious to them. Be gracious to them. May they find favor in the eyes of men. May they find favor in the workplace. May they find favor on the streets of their home. Wherever they go, may they find favor. Oh, Jalabine mete lega zika laganani. Agarabazande merite siperananto. Aberede zenderete perenanta. Father, I pray, may you keep them. Keep them even in these hard times. Keep them. Even in these hard economic times, may you keep them. Keep them under your embrace. Keep them. May you feed them. Open doors for them. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jehovah, may their well never run dry. In this season of scarcity, may their well never run dry. May their resources keep multiplying. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them be covered with the blood. Let them be covered under the umbrella of your protection. In the mighty name of Jesus, that no harm will come near their tent. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will dwell in security. They will dwell in peace. They will dwell in love. They will dwell in the Lord's canopy of protection under the shadow of the Almighty. The revolver is rebuked on their behalf. The gates of heaven is thereby open. Ajorabazanda, that, Father, you will pour blessing that they will not have enough room to contain. In the mighty name of Jesus, because this is your word, and let your word be made manifest into the lives of your children. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. God bless you all. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being part of what we are doing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Is there anything I've left out? Hallelujah. Amen.